Okay, Richard, you drove something of late as well. What was it? And I know we're short on time. But we got a couple of minutes. Go for it.
Sounds good. Yeah, a 2025 Mazda CX-70, which is an all-new vehicle from Mazda. Dad, basically, it slots there as a midsize SUV just below their CX-90. And to me, it's a three-row SUV that doesn't have a third row. And so what you're going to say, Richard, is what does that mean? Well, it's got a really big trunk space. And so if you don't need that third row, you're okay with five passengers, really four full-size adults with car seats. But you want some really quite a bit of extra cargo room, like a lot of these other midsize SUVs do, where they kind of have the space for the third row, but they don't necessarily want to take up the cargo space. Mm-hmm. This is a vehicle for you. We drove the plug-in hybrid edition, which gets you about 26 miles just on electric only, switches back and forth relatively easily, almost 500 miles of range, Dad, wow, on a tank of fuel plus charging. And as you and I talk about, most people drive below the 50 miles per day, so this car could last you quite a bit, to be honest with you, just depending on what you are looking for in terms of your, you know, kind of your range and where you are going on your daily average commute.
Right.
It's a really nice vehicle. We drove the Premium Plus, which slots are just under $60,000, but you can get this vehicle with a gas-only option for, I want to say, just over $40,000, if I'm not mistaken, Dad. And so there is quite a bit of range in here. It's got all of the tech features that you would want, the Mazda infotainment, which is real easy to use, heated and ventilated seats, heated steering wheel, you know, all of the fun stuff, dual zone climate control. We could sit here and talk about it for quite some time. But what the biggest selling feature on this car is it competes very well with a lot of the other midsize SUVs. It works well. I love the plug-in hybrid stuff because if you've got a level 2 charger at home, Dad, it charges in almost 3 hours is all.
Wow.
So you come home middle of the day, you can charge back up, and you can go wherever you want to go, and you don't even need a level 2 charger, right?
There you go.
You just use the one that comes with it. So great vehicle that way. If you want to learn more about it, again, brand new this year, head to Mazda's website, check it out first there, and then once you do that, head to their dealer because it's really fantastic. Test drive it, like we always tell people to do. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, I'll let you go with that, Richard. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.